How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions, featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio. Hello and welcome to Like-Minded Friends with me, Susie Ruffle.
And me, Tom Allen. Hello, everybody.
Now, Tom, you were just saying you've just been to the library.
Well, we just went on a little mooch to the local library.
Yes.
Alf wanted to drop some books in. So we used one of our many book bags that we have.
Of course.
We walked down, got a coffee in Mirabelle's. Shout out to Meg and Will. We run Mirabelle's Cafe, restaurant, bistro. And then walked around the corner to the library. But I didn't go in. I waited outside with the hot drinks.
Because, of course, you can't be in the same room as books that aren't written by you.
That's right. I will not lower myself to that. The thing is, Suze, and I don't know if this is the right place to say it, they've done up the library. Mm. They've done the walls in a sort of pinky peach, not peach, pink, sort of mauve colour. Mm. And there's a sort of bluey mauve carpet. And I sort of think, why have you done that? You know they've got parquet flooring. End of rant.
Yeah, you want it sort of. My dream scenario for a library is a sort of library you might see in an American college drama where someone goes and works there late into the night with one of those little green.
Yes, sort of lamps. Yeah.
Lamps, you know, like the type that maybe a solicitor might have.
Yes. That's exactly what I want, yeah, from a library.
When you go to the lovely British Library.
Oh, yes.
I've gone in there sometimes and read some, you know, written some stand-up whilst pretending I'm, you know, studying.
Mm. I tried to use that to write stand-up and I had such a nightmare time.
Did you go and tell us everything?
Well, it was not in any evidential way, rather than it just meant that I was sat there, everybody else seemed to know what they were doing, and I was there with a blank piece of paper and absolutely spiraled within about 20 minutes.
How long ago was this when you
lived
that way?
When I lived over that way, so it was like, this is perfect. I'll go in there.
Yeah, that's a shame.
Mm, says a lot about my, you know.
I went and wrote some of my book in Hove Library.
Oh, I see.
And that
was
nice,
I bet.
I felt very, I'm just nipping to the library to do some edits.
Oh,
and
that
felt
good. You have to have somewhere to go for that. Mm, I bet that's a nice library there. I bet they have nice parquet flooring.
I think so, yeah. But not. It's not zhuzhy.
Sure.
You know, it's I would say 1970s, and I don't think that they've done much to it.
I don't mind that.
In those 50 years.
Big windows.
Past. Big windows.
Mm, lovely. Somewhere to go is it takes it out of yourself a bit, I suppose.
Yeah. I like the quiet of a library.
True.
True.
It's a lovely community space, I will say, as well. Like our local one. It does have the children's bit and they're very accommodating to young people. And also they have like a game club, I think, that come along and do quizzes.
I thought you said gay then.
And they have a gay club.
The gay club in the library.
That would be a club, wouldn't it?
Now listen, I would love that. Maybe they should start doing gay nights in libraries.
Yeah, not even nights, days.
Yeah, oh God, yeah.
Gay day.
Yeah, absolutely.
Gay day in the library.
Like an afternoon, maybe a reading from... I don't know, Sarah Waters.
You know
I was going to say that. I'm such a cliche, aren't I?
Yeah. No, I don't mind. No, I think that's part of it.
Maybe a reading from David Sedaris?
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure that would be welcome.
Cocktails?
See Virginia Woolf. I was thinking
Sure, any of the Bloomsbury sect, they can get involved.
They could get involved there.
And what would we serve?
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? You see, I mean... Would you allow drinks? I suppose if it's clear spirits, white wines.
I think you should allow drinks.
I do.
You know.
And then would there be like a reading session afterwards or would it be more of a, would there be dancing? How do you see it?
Well, I think it would be difficult, wouldn't it? Because of all the books.
You never walk
into a library and think this would be a great room for a Kaylee.
No, not anymore.
No.
Not anymore.
Absolutely not. Not after what happened last time.
Exactly. Jigsaws. They've got a jigsaw table.
Yes, I think that sort of thing. Yeah. Mm. Maybe, you know, light conversation.
Light conversation. Maybe somebody doing a crossword.
Oh. Mm. Well, listen, we need to talk about crosswords because I've got quite into them.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Cryptic.
I mean, there's, I mean, I say we need to talk about it. There's nothing to talk about.
Oh, that was the talk.
That was the talk. I'm trying to do crosswords because I keep, now, listen, I keep forgetting things.
Oh, Suze, don't worry.
I think it's very normal.
Yeah. Don't tell me you've lost your train of thought.
No, I haven't lost my train of thought. What was I saying? but yeah, I was like, oh, there's a part of my brain that I'm not using enough. So I'm doing crosswords.
Oh, I admire that.
You should.
That's wonderful.
You should.
Well, so Mum likes to do a code word.
I could do a crossword in the corner. Why don't you bring your piano to our library club night? Club day.
Or a bit of a sing-song.
That'd be nice. Well, people don't need to join in.
Or an instrumental recital. Yeah, that's nice.
That's nice.
People could bring an instrument. Maybe like an instrumental afternoon.
Oh, have you ever been to a pub in Ireland where these people just bring their instruments?
I have, I think. Yes. Yes, I have.
The Lovely, most fantastic thing in the world.
There are places in London as well where
the
Irish community.
Oh, but there's something about being in Galway.
Oh, well, it's like there was a song written about it.
It's just like that. I had a pint of Guinness and I put some blackcurrant in the top. Oh, you should have seen the bartender's face. Did not like that one bit.
Didn't enjoy that at all.
No, it looked at me like I'd, you know, asked to borrow his kidney or something.
Mm. Did you get out your fiddle?
Tom, that's a very impersonal thing to ask.
Yes.
No, but I did have a go on the Bacharon.
Oh, did you?
And do you know what, Tom? The more Guinnesses I had, the better I was at it.
Oh, I bet. Oh, I bet. That's lovely. How?
So maybe that sort of thing. Maybe someone could sing a melancholy sea shanty.
Oh, I'd like a sea shanty because I've just come back from Devon, actually.
Oh, clang.
Maybe we talked about that last week.
We did a little, but no sea shanties.
Of course. No, but of course, that is the home of that kind of thing, isn't it? Folky music, I always think, the Southwest. And Tess of the D'Urbervilles. Did you ever do that at school?
No, what is Tess of the D'Urbervilles?
Well, I think it's a sad story. Thomas Hardy, classic Thomas Hardy, very sad story about a female heroine who is abused by society, taken advantage of. I think a number of his books are like that, but it's not cheery, I'll say that.
Was he gay?
No, more's the pity.
is that another book?
More's the pity would be a great name for a book. Well, I think his heterosexual relations, there'll be someone out there going, he was actually something.
No, I only ask because you often find that men that are very good at writing tragic women.
Oh, are often
gay.
Yes. That's so
true. Is that a thing? I mean, someone's had a thesis on it, hadn't they?
Oh, I'm sure they have.
People.
Oh, yeah. The sort of Judy Garland complex.
Indeed.
I don't know. I would say my understanding, my remembrance is, so he did some of his poetry as well. He tied himself in knots because I think he was in a marriage and he wasn't very faithful to his wife. And then his wife died. And then he wrote loads of sad poems about that. And I think that I seem to remember that was part of it, but I don't remember there being a homosexual or bisexual.
No hot male on male action.
No steaming hot man on man.
It's a shame with my being knowledge. Hardy. It's quite a fun.
Oh, I know. Yes, when you say that. I just remember the poem, Woman Much Missed, How You Called to Me. Called to Me. Had like an echo written in.
Oh. Like Be Bold, Be Strong. Did you do that at school?
Oh, what was that?
It was a hymn.
Oh.
Be bold, be strong. But when you were in year six, you were allowed to do the echo, honestly.
Oh.
Talk about getting high in your own supply.
Once
you get to year six, you were honestly having the time of your life.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, wow. Yeah, I do remember something like that from the tiny ant, from the tiny ant to the elephant.
Yeah, lovely.
Nice, those songs, weren't they? We had hymn practice on a Tuesday. I always quite enjoyed that.
Oh, I love a hymn.
I love a her. Classic.
And we love those as well.
And we love everybody. Yeah. But him was the one we had to practice.
Yes, of course.
On a Tuesday.
You've practiced it quite a lot. Do you think like, you've got the hang of it now?
No, still every Tuesday.
Well, that's the thing with long-term relationships. If you don't put it in the diary, it just won't happen. Tom.
Yes.
Do you want my big news?
What? Yes.
We took Tiggy for her first walk.
Oh, so she's been jabbed up and she's ready to go.
Jabbed up. She's vaxxed.
Oh,
baby.
Oh, wow. How exciting. I bet she was scrambling all over the place having a wonderful time.
She was. I would say, you mean lots of things. Lots of things that she was taking in, you know?
Imagine.
There was quite a lot of leaves that she barked at.
Oh, bless
her.
That
got sort of whipped up in the wind.
Oh, right. Yeah, she's never...
That she was... Sometimes pouncing with all 4 feet off. Very springy.
They are, aren't they, those ones?
Very springy.
Wow.
But yet met another dog, was very excited about meeting another dog, licked its face.
Licked its face?
Yeah.
But I suppose you would, wouldn't you, if you hadn't seen...
He's like, oh, we're kind of the same. Hi, I'm Tiggy.
And was the other dog nice?
Very nice. A really big, old, standard... poodle cross spaniel, like an enormous doodle thing.
Yeah. Oh, bless.
Bless indeed. Beautiful. Beautiful.
And how has Tiggy been getting on with school?
She hasn't started yet. She starts school on Sunday.
Oh, I see. So as I say, what do you do when she gets anxious? What is the response?
At puppy school. Well, we just give her a little bit of cuddles and a treat.
Oh, treats, yeah.
Because when I'm anxious,
that's
I like treats.
You get to.
I like a cuddle and a treat.
I understand.
A little bit of chocolate, little cuddle on the sofa. Turns out things aren't as bad as I thought they were.
What a lovely way of dealing with things. Yeah. Oh, how lovely.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, I'm glad to hear that's been going well. And will you take her out sort of every day now? Or
yes. So she's going out a couple of times a day. We tried to take her out last night before we have TV club.
Okay.
To try and like get rid of all the excess energy. And then she came in and I would say she was even more hyped doing zoomies around the house, sort of going,
Oh, wow.
Oh my God, this is so exciting. I've been outside. Did you know I've been outside? Hey, look at me. I've been outside.
You've been
is
outside
so fun.
Before. Oh,
yeah. My tail.
Oh, bless. And is she fully grown?
No, she's still a wee little thing.
Oh, I bet people stop.
Just
them.
A wee little thing. Oh, someone's ringing me.
Oh, who would ring at a time like this, Susie?
Do you know who it was? It was one of those
unknown numbers.
Unknown numbers, but I keep getting texts about things saying, would you like a job? And I think, how dare you? I've got a job.
How dare you? How dare?
How very dare?
Mm.
Anyway, that's what's going on in my world.
Oh, Susie. Well, that sounds like a great thing to have happened this week.
It really was. Tom, should we have some emails from our friends?
Let's have some emails, I say. Yeah. What have people been saying? In the inbox. Lots of interesting ones here.
Mm.
Oh, I wonder if I've got an email from that soap company. Dear Tomsy.
Very nice.
Yeah, I like it. With a Z.
Mm.
Or a Z to our American friends. But, you know, my opinions on saying Gen Z if you're not American.
Yes, of course, it's Gen Z.
Gen Z, of course. The recent correspondence about a dropped glass in restaurants or bars. I moved to Toronto. Okay.
Clang.
From the UK 2.5 years ago. I can confirm that in the UK, if a glass or glasses get smashed, everyone within earshot cheers. In Canada, if the same thing happens, the paramedics are immediately summoned and public health and safety policy is urgently reviewed. two quite different responses. I'm crying out for a middle ground. Love you guys, says Jack. P.S. Loads of cuddles to Tiggy. I have attached a photo of my wee guide dog, Hillary. Wonderful name.
Wonderful name for a dog.
My heart is broken, but she has a lovely new home with a lady who is giving her lots of love and care. So she's
Nice.
Hillary has retired. Oh, and Hillary is wonderful. It's so beautiful. Can you see that, Sis?
Yes, I can. Hillary's retirement party sounds like...
Oh,
I mean, something that's happening in most offices in the UK every week, right?
I would love to. I'd love to work with Hillary. And I've always been quite fascinated by Hillary as Dr. Hillary Jones.
Yes.
It's a very interesting name.
It is. It's more unusual to see in a man.
He's the only one I know. I mean, I'm sure there are others. Oh, and Hilary Benn. Sorry, beg your pardon.
Of course. Now, Stephen's been in touch.
Oh.
And he's quite cross with me. Hiya, you pair of puddings. Susie, first time writing, a long time avid listener. Love the chat. However, I must pull you up on the lots of lovely places to go in England. Swiftly rescued by Tom. Followed quickly by Susie realising your blatant error. What you must understand, as a Scot, we get this all the time. And it really rips knitting.
I've never heard that expression, but I like it.
Rips are knitting.
Yeah.
Best advice, think on, is the first one that hurts. You're absolutely right, Stephen. All I can do is apologise.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're absolutely right. And I would say,
my rescue.
Far nicer places to go in lots of Scotland and indeed Wales than some of the places I may have visited at some point or another in the UK. In England. Oh,
she's done it again.
I know. Before anyone gets in touch, please don't hate me.
You need to do some more.
I love Scotland. I love Wales.
Well,
Northern Ireland.
What about the Isle of Man?
Do you know what? I think the Isle of Man's a bit weird. Sorry, I'll say it.
Okay. Show cancelled.
Do you think... I'm not doing a show there. It's fine, I think. Have you gigged in the Isle of Man?
Several times. Huge fan base there. Huge.
I think it's quite a weird gig because everyone in the room knows each other.
It is unusual like that. Yes, I'll say that.
But you love it there. Would you move there?
No, I'm all right for now. Thank you.
Okay, you're being very diplomatic.
I've spent time there and had a nice time there on the last time. Got a tour of the theatre looking for ghosts. Louise Young and I did a ghost hunt. The ghost did not present itself.
Well, that's the thing sometimes when you look for it.
That's life, isn't it? When you go looking...
You won't find it.
But there are lots of many lovely places to go. I think as well, I was thinking there are lots of places to go quite locally, which I enjoy. Not that I'm some environmental campaigner, but just in terms of ease as well as the environment, it's quite nice to go somewhere a little bit closer.
Well, Tom, it's funny you should say that because tonight we're going to Lewis.
Oh, the television program with Kevin Whateley.
Yes, we're going there, yeah.
Oh, great.
Yeah, really excited. Can't wait.
Really excited about that for you. What do you mean you're going to Lewis for a holiday?
We're going to spend a night at our friends in Lewis.
Oh, in Lewis? How nice. Have you been before?
I really like Lewis. It's very charming, old-fashioned.
I can imagine.
Tom, you would love it. There's so many antique shops.
Yeah, lots of people who've set up like a ceramics workshop.
100%. 100%. Maybe a place for Hillary to go.
Hillary would like it.
Hillary would like it there.
Oh, lovely. Yeah. When I was involved in Bake Off the Professionals.
Clang.
That was just up the road in Firle. We used to film that. Oh, so we would
did
often
you ever go down to Lewis?
Lewis. And there was a very nice Thai restaurant, which was I hope it's still there. Maybe you'll go there. But quite compact, but very delicious. Lots of nice restaurants, actually.
Nice. I think we're going to have your favourite tea tonight.
Fish and chips?
Yeah.
Oh, Suze, what a treat.
I know. I'll take a bottle of something sparkly.
Oh, well, that's how I like to do it. We had chips on the beach in Lyme Regis on the way back from Devon.
I love Lyme Regis
so much.
That lovely little theatre.
Oh, which we went to. I was telling Alfie about it.
The Marine Theatre?
The Marine Theatre.
So nice.
And when I went there earlier in the year with Mum, we went there and guess what they were doing? They were having an open mic, instrumental time. Mum and I sat there.
Fun.
Reading that day.
I thought you were going to say comedy. I was going to say, oh, how awful.
We went in.
To stumble across an open mic. Haven't you spent enough time in those?
Lucy, a comedy gig. No, but it was so... It's very much like if I was a seaside town, I would be Lyme Regis. I like to think.
Oh, yeah. I think
that's
so.
That's a fun game. What seaside town would you be, Suze? Pompeii?
I don't know if I'd be Pompeii. Maybe Skagness.
Oh, yes.
Blackpool.
Oh, you're so illuminated.
I'm always illuminated.
Lovely. Now, should we have another
I'd
message?
Love that.
We should have another message.
A missive.
Well, missive.
Can I just say, Stephen, I'm really sorry that you got in touch with me to tell you off and then I did the exact same thing again. I am aware how wonderful the whole of the UK is. And I know all of the places that it includes. And I'll be announcing some shows in Scotland soon, and I'd really like you to come. Cheers then, bye.
What great timing.
I can't wait to get booed on at my own tour show.
Right, let's go and see her and boo her. But no, I'm sure people understand. Dear Susie and Tom, just a quick one. As I was perusing the events on at a concert hall in Copenhagen, brackets as one does, I noticed the food and drinks offering displayed in their website and thought you'd appreciate one of their offerings, Restaurant Klang. Oh, it's literally called Restaurant Klang. Have developed a taste for a gig abroad, especially in a beautiful venue. Oh, what a lovely thing. So it would have been good to find something worth shimmying over to Denmark for, but nothing stood out at this time. So we'll have to wait it out for my chance to clang in Copenhagen. Anyway, love the pod as always. Bye bye. Bye, says Danielle. This is the venue.
Can I?
The King's Festival.
Just talk about the fact that Danielle has developed a taste for gigs abroad.
I love that as an
Danielle,
idea.
This life that you're leading, can I come join? I mean,
what a lovely way to live.
What a lovely way to live, and what a absolute mic drop of, what do you like to do in your spare time? I've developed a taste for going to gigs abroad.
Absolutely. And I wonder what sort of gigs, because I would like to imagine possibly a real smorgasbord of classical and contemporary music. That's what I'm
Yeah,
like
maybe post punk.
Oh, maybe post punk sometimes. Maybe just goes to see a DJ.
Or maybe Danielle likes metal.
Maybe. And in Copenhagen, I think they'd make space for all of it.
I think they would. I've never been to Copenhagen. I really want to go.
Have you not?
No.
Oh, you must.
Very chic, right?
Very up your street. Yeah, very
up
nice.
Strasser.
Yeah, very nice. Well, you've got the sort of traditional Tivoli Gardens in the middle,
sure,
which is like a traditional old-fashioned fairground, which would be very fun.
Ooh.
And then you've got the kind of chic city centre, lovely food everywhere, lovely people, and you can go and see The Little Mermaid.
Well, all those things sound lovely.
See, something for everybody.
Tom, what is the food in Copenhagen?
Well, Restaurant Klang, for example.
Oh.
Because Daniela sent us the a screen grab of about Restaurant Klang. Restaurant Klang is a collaboration between Mayors and a DR concert, who's it, where quality, hospitality and taste play together with the house's unique cultural experiences and architecture. With us, you can enjoy light meals in the foyer or a seasonal menu served in the restaurant.
Well, that's nice, isn't it, to have the option?
The other thing that's incredibly impressive about Copenhagen is, and I know how obsessed you are, Susie, with the Anglosphere, is that they speak unaccented English. So you barely have to say tack, which means thank you, I think, because everybody seems to speak such incredible, basically.
Oh, doesn't it put us to shame?
Doesn't it put us to shame, Susie? But I know how you like to go to places and pretend you're in England, so you might like that.
Pissed off.
You might like that, honestly.
I'll have you know, I have a 21-day streak on Duolingo learning my French.
Please. I don't know why you have to take your clothes off to do it, but away.
I just find that I learn French better in the nude.
So paint me like one of your French girls.
Yeah, exactly.
What? Which language did you go for?
French.
Oh, Francaise.
Oui.
Would you? I've never done them. I've always fancied doing like a language thing.
Like our friend Danielle, I would like to be someone that develops a taste for nipping to France.
I think that would really suit you. And I would like to do that too, actually.
Well, then come with me. Because you know, from where we are in Brighton.
Oh, you can see.
We could drive to New Haven. Get on a ferry with the car.
Oh, yeah. Why not?
Some of them have bunk beds and you can do it overnight.
Oh, wouldn't that be just the most tremendous adventure?
Or you could just sit for like 4.5 hours.
Staring.
And then I think you go into Dieppe.
Wow.
And then, so I want to be the sort of person that nips over to Paris to France for the weekend.
But do you know what? You can nip to Paris quite easily. The Eurostar is such an amazing facility.
I know.
As is, and you can get the car one from Folkestone, I think.
Well, because I want to do this, you see, I want to be able to have conversational French.
Bien sûr. Zut alors.
Zut alors.
One thing I've noticed, because, you know, Alfie lived in Paris.
Oui. How's his French?
Good, but he wouldn't let you know that. He's very modest about it. But he, like, I was so embarrassed when we went to France on holiday, and I was like trying to use my schoolboy French, like, je voudrais un carte de vin, s'il vous plaît. And Alf was like, well, he didn't say it like this, but Alf just goes, je prends un vin, I'll take a wine. And that's more conversation, like more the normal conversation, rather than the sort of slightly formal, I would like a cup of wine.
Wine, please.
Which you never say in a pub, would you?
Well, no, also, I mean, I would say that Duolingo is quite hit and miss with the French. I mean, all of the French is correct, don't get me wrong, but it's, it will be things like, où est le cheval? And I don't know how often I'm going to have to say, where is the horse? You know, I don't know how often these things are going to come up. Or like, une chatte mangeait un croissant. And you're I don't know how often I'm going to have to say, oh, look, that cat's eating a croissant. I don't know. I'm practicing every day. And so I want to be someone that...
Oh, good, Suze. I'm so inspired.
Well, I just want to be able to walk into somewhere and say, oh, do you have this in a size this? Or, oh, hello, do you have a table for three?
Yeah.
Or, this is my friend Tom. He would like a glass of wine, a cup of wine. Do you have a horse?
Well, that would be wonderful. And what a great use of screen time, because I know I've badgered on about it before. But I mean, was I saying this to you the other day? The other week, I was so strung out by Instagram.
Oh, Tom, you've got to get off it.
Well, maybe I shouldn't say this to people who maybe follow either of us, but they, it's not the people you follow. It's when they start suggesting people and they suggest people, I think, that they know are going to stress you out. Mm. And so I just found myself having these imaginary conversations with people.
Oh, totally. Yeah.
And the thing is, if the person was in front of me, it wouldn't be as I imagined it at all, because it would be a normal conversation.
But of course.
Do you know what I mean? Instagram presents everybody as having these kind of...
Polarizing.
Polarizing. Exactly.
Totally.
And so I just think, I found myself so stressed. I was in the bath talking to myself and I thought, this has got to stop.
This has to stop. Well, then, do you know what? Download Duolingo.
Then so maybe Duolingo.
And work on your schoolboy French.
Oh, I would love that.
There you go.
Oh. Qu'est-ce que c'est?
Qu'est-ce que c'est?
What does that mean? What is it?
Yeah.
It's like in Spanish, when I started saying ¿Dónde está? Which just means where is. But I just used it as an exclamation. Because it just sounds fun. ¿Dónde está?
Yeah.
¿Dónde está?
Yeah, so if someone's going, what is that man looking for?
Why does
he keeps losing his train of thought.
Where is?
Where is? Well, listen, if I find that horse, I'll let you know.
Please let us know.
You
I
can
lead
a horse
that,
to water,
Susan.
But you can't make it speak French.
You can't make it speak French. You can make it bois, lieu, lieu. That's good. Yeah, okay. You're better than you let on. Suze, would you like to read that other message?
Oh, yes, of course. Oui, oui.
Mais oui.
Mais oui. Okay. Hello. Glad to hear from Tom that someone else has also been forced to start Christmas early. Oh. Each year, my wife runs a Christmas movie advent calendar for a group of friends where every day she slightly aggressively messages the WhatsApp group with a Christmas movie to watch. All throughout December last year, it did result in a Hallmark Channel subscription.
Oh, yes.
I shall suggest that Hats Off to Christmas makes the list. Mm. Does Tom, or indeed Alf, have any other suggestions to include? Also, every year I argue that Carol is a Christmas movie, as it's set at Christmas, but she disagrees. Thoughts? Thanks for the pod. Always keeps me entertained when walking the dog. Speed clearing up after a toddler tornado. And Jen, brackets, you can use my name. Hi, Jen.
Thanks, Jen. Well, I think Alfie's other favourites are something like B&B, Happy B&B at Christmas or something.
Right.
That's about the B&B. There's another one where like a sort of European royal is on holiday in... somewhere snowy.
I think I've watched that one, or I've at least watched one with the European royal who pretends to not be a princess.
It
just be a normal girl.
Oh, is it that way? Yes. Or is it him? Or is it?
There's
I can't
remember.
Probably
15 like, versions of this film.
There's a gay one. With
Pants Off to Christmas.
Yes, it's a great one. You must watch it. Pants Off to Christmas. I've forgotten the guy's name, but he was in the Billy Eichner film as well.
Oh, I like in the Billy Eichner film.
Yes.
Is that what you were going to say? Rose.
Rose, yeah.
Oh, I loved that film.
It's the guy. Is that the gay one? I think that's the gay one. I think, or does he play? I get confused.
They're all gay. All these films have a
yes, I think they have a sensibility about them. But there's the B&B one. That's cute.
Mm.
And Alf will be screaming at the speaker now. I'll try and remember some more as we go forth.
Maybe yes, of course. I would just like to say, I also believe Carol is a Christmas film. Also, The Happiest Season is quite a bad film that I watch every year.
Oh, I don't know that one. What's it about?
Lesbians. Lesbians at Christmas.
Lesbians at Christmas? Why don't they just...
So that's Pants On for Christmas.
Pants On, if anything.
Pants On for Christmas, yeah. With some hummus.
Yeah, yeah, yes. Pants on at Christmas to keep the chill off, yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Well, that's interesting. Okay, fine, I'll check it out.
Pants On for Christmas, it's a lesbian story about women in the 30s that start wearing trousers.
Oh, it's Italy?
No, I'm pitching that to you.
You can, it's quite a fun game though.
You can make them up, yeah.
You can make them up quite a lot of the time.
Yeah. Oh, maybe we should do that on our live shows.
Oh, thank God you've thought of something. Great.
With the audience.
Yes, what a lovely idea. People pitch.
Yes. Their Christmas film.
Oh my God.
And we'll pretend to be the directors of the Hallmark Channel.
I love that. The big investors, because they do invest. Well, I don't know how much, but
some money.
Sure. Some money.
They have that one castle.
They've got a castle. They've got that street they love to walk along.
Oh.
Alf's thing is I think maybe I've mentioned it before, but the coffee cups being empty. So there's never anything. They're always walking along with a sort of festive, hot drink, but there's nothing in the cup.
Yes, of course.
Clearly.
They also have a shop.
Oh, in that
street, because people will, there will be someone in that shop.
Yeah, there'll always be someone in that shop. Well, you know, the Hats Off to Christmas shop is on the same street.
Of course.
Because, you know, it's a Christmas hat shop.
What's the gay one where the guy goes home for Christmas?
Homo for Christmas?
Homo for Christmas. Honey, I'm homo.
Honey, I'm homo. Homo alone. Lost in New York.
Yeah. That's that's a film about something else, Homo Alone. Right.
Well, okay. More on this
as we get it.
Yes, absolutely. Well, I think we've really hit a seam there where
nerve?
I can feel.
Oh, no.
Well, a nerve maybe for some people, or a nerve if you're French, which is of course an egg, but
like a nerve gun.
Nerf gun. Yes, it's little spongy things. But we should let these poor people go. But Alf, I think, will have lots of opinions. So I will endeavour to feed those through.
Yes, this is very important.
And his Christmas Film Club shout out to Neha, Bambi and Jill, who are core members of the Christmas Film Club, who very kindly allowed me to be part of it.
That is very kind. Bambi from the film?
Yes, he is a small dear. And also Neha's husband, but I think he won't mind. I think Bambi's his surname.
Sure. Great surname.
He does have another name, but I don't think I've ever learned it.
That's funny, isn't it? When people have names and you just don't know what. Mm. A lot of my dad's friends have nicknames and I've known them all my life.
Yeah.
And I don't know their real names.
Like my dad's friend, Alan the Bag. Yeah. But he was called Alan. I mean, it wasn't that difficult to decipher.
I love Alan the Bag because I know that it would be because he collected money.
Oh, no? Interesting. Alan the Bag. No, not even as poetic as that. He sold bags.
Oh, he sold bags.
Round markets. I think Brixton Market, he had a stall.
Oh, okay. Because in my mind, Alan the Bag sounds like a very camp man, but I imagine he wasn't.
No, Alan the Bag was not a camp man. God bless him. But he was not, really camp. He was very charming, but a deep voice because he smoked cigars.
I don't doubt that he was charming.
Mm, always liked to have a nice car. Always had to have a...
Oh, yeah.
Nice car.
Me too.
Yeah. Wild like that. Yeah.
Right. Well, listen, I'm going to go. We need to let these people leave.
We need to
carry on with their lives.
He also used to have the paper stall on Kensington High Street outside.
Why wasn't he out on the paper?
Don't know. It was his father-in-law's paper shop, like paper stand in the street. They had it for years. Mm. Then they got rid of all that sort of street kind of vendor.
Yeah.
Sad, really. But he did get annoyed when tourists picked up his A to Z. Anyway.
Oh, I bet. Right.
Anyway, we must let the people go, Suze. Suze, I think we've covered a lot today. I've enjoyed it.
I think we have. Gosh, well done us.
Well done us. Susie, new tour dates coming up.
So tomorrow night I'm in Harrogate. Then the following week, Swansea and Swindon.
Ooh.
I think Swansea sold out. Swindon might have a few tickets left.
Lovely.
So, yeah, come. If you've got the book, bring it. If not, there'll be an opportunity to buy it, if that is something you would like.
You like, how nice. And also, there's some new dates going to be announced, including Scotland.
I think so, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Wonderful.
Well, we'll keep you posted.
We'll keep you posted. Okay. Tom, should we talk quickly about the gardening series?
Oh, well, I don't want to keep people, but thank you. Well, we put up the first two last week.
Kerry Guffleyman and...
Rob Beckett. Rob was kind of our pilot one we did back in March, and it had sort of sat on YouTube.
He was dressed as a pilot.
He was dressed as a pilot.
Of course.
And which I thought was unusual for gardening. But so we put that one sort of in the more... We sort of publicised that one a bit more, and then the Kerry one went up. And of course, we now have subsequent ones coming out every Thursday on, you can watch it on YouTube or you can listen to it wherever you get your podcasts.
Lovely. Okay. And Tom, remind us what it's called. Pottering.
Pottering with Tom Allen.
Pottering with Tom Allen. Everyone download it now. Like and subscribe.
Thank you for liking and subscribing. And if you like it, maybe do a good review or something.
Oh yes, do that.
I don't
And if you don't like it, you know.
You know the rules. Don't tell anyone. Yeah, perfect.
I'm sure no one would not like it. It's charming, as is everything you do.
Well, that's good. Well, we are charming people, and so charming we must let everyone go.
Oh, have great weeks. Been here ages. Bye everyone.
Bye everyone.
Love
bye.
You, bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.